and gentlemen, welcome back to another edition of Real News Radio. I'm your host, as always, Brian Stavely, and I'm here tonight. I'm joined by my co-host, Justin Cook, and we also have tonight on the show a very special guest, Mark Youngworth. Guys, how you doing tonight?
All right. How you doing, Bright? How you doing, Mark?
Mark, you still muted. We can't hear you. Oh, he's not here right this second. Okay, we're gonna bring Mark back in a second. Justin, and I mean, we got a few things we want to go over tonight. I mean, seeing as it's been a week, I know I wanted to get a little bit into Harp tonight. I kind of wanted to get a lot into it. We always talk about it here and there, and we kind of just assume everybody knows what it is. But I think maybe we should really go down the history of it, what it's there for, what it's used for. Also, I want to get into chemtrails a little bit, and I also believe, and as do many people, that there's a tie in there. But I think we'll get into the Cain murder. Why don't you kind of bring everybody up to speed on that real quick, and then we'll bring Mark in on it.
Yeah, actually, I'll bring up talk about it for a second. Actually, the Cain murder was Jerry and Joe Cain, and I believe they were sovereigns of some type. Yep. out in Arkansas. What happened was a mix-up. There was a, I believe, an armed robbery. It was reported to be a couple of Hispanic people. To make a long story short, they pulled over the Canes, ended up shooting them, and then they ended up going back and staging the murder. What happened is they got the wrong people. They pretended that the Canes shot at them. I think, you know, Mark could do a lot better job of explaining it, because he did a lot of reconstructing of this event. You know, he totally picked it apart. And what you see, though, is that the cops actually went and manufactured videotape and put it out. And it's terrible, terrible videotape. You can see right away, you know, that things are not to scale. And passed it off, and these people's, you know, these cops have not gotten in trouble. You know, they're running free. They're murderers.
They just straight up murdered these people and covered it up, you know?
Exactly.
You know, and even though I haven't really spent that much time on this yet, I haven't really got around to it too much. You know, right away, and you know, if anything, guys, you know, with the things that we've been looking at lately, you know, and I'm not going to call myself an expert, but I definitely have a trained eye for seeing forged videos. I mean, look at all the 9/11 video we studied for so long and all that stuff and all the other media, basically media fakery, digital deception, all the other crap they put in front of you that's just totally manipulated. And you see something like this, and I mean, this is really like some low budget type stuff. I mean, that's what it looks like. I mean,
yeah.
They actually go back and put a body in the road, guys. And first of all, the body is not like laying exactly where the body was supposed to be to match, you know, the earlier video before they cut it out. And, you know, they also, you know, everything doesn't line up. They stopped a little bit short. Mark, are you back with us yet? No, he's not here yet. Mark actually made a great video exposing this. That's why it's great to have him on tonight. He'll be with us in a minute. I'll go into describing it a little bit more if I can, but you know, you can see the tree lines on like the right hand side of the road, and you know, the whole accident scene is moved up like 500 yards, and you can just see that things aren't right, you know. And you know, they like Justin said, they got away with murder here, and they were laughing about it. At least some of the things I'm reading, I mean, they thought it was a joke.
Yeah.
They were calling these guys scumbags, all types of stuff.
Right. Well, hey, Mark's with us now, you know, a guy who investigated it. Mark, what can you add to that? By the way, welcome to the show tonight, Mark Youngworth.
Hey, what's going on? Am I coming in clear?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're coming in perfect. Perfect.
All right, sounds good. Well, I missed the first couple minutes. I just caught the tail end of what you were saying about you guys are obviously getting into the Jerry Cain incident.
Yeah, we just real briefly, Justin, touched on it, and then I started to try to describe your video. But, I mean, since you're here, why don't you give us your view on, you know, what happened, and then maybe get into the video a little bit that you made.
Sure. Yeah, we can definitely do that. Well, this is something that I kind of just stumbled across. it was something that was in the news, and honestly, at the time that this story came about, I didn't actually know a lot about the sovereignty movement. It was something that I had been looking into a little bit as far as some of the like free man on the land legal stuff, and I didn't really know a lot about Jerry Kane until this came into the, you know, the mainstream news when him and his son were clearly murdered and had the situation covered up by the West Memphis, Arkansas Police Department. And so that actually, through that, making the regular mainstream news, I started to learn more about the sovereignty, you know, angle of the truth movement. But I could just tell right away from the fact that it took them a ridiculous amount of time to release the videos. These people on the news were alleging that two people had murdered police officers and that this was done right on the side of the road. They were, you know, not releasing the dash cams yet. There were many, many inconsistencies in the first day to 3 days of reporting. And if you follow the news reports from the very first day to the second to the third day, you can see them switching up the weapons that were used, going from being multiple AK-47s to being one AK-47 and a revolver handgun. I believe it was a Taurus, they said. There were many details like that that the news could not seem to get correct. And when you're talking about a situation like this where the only information that they would have to go on would be the actual official statements from the police that, you know, were specifically dealing with the people in the media, I mean, it's pretty hard for them to get that kind of information that incorrect, where they're switching up the types of weapons, and then it went from them, you know, being involved in a drug bust to not being involved with drugs, and then they said they found a marijuana roach or something to that effect, and there were just a lot of weird inconsistencies and pieces of the story that were being switched around and changed, and this happened and then it didn't happen and then the weapons were different. So there were some things right away that struck me as odd, and then after I started investigating it, I actually began to find, once they released the dash cam videos, which came out 41 days too late, by the way. They released them, I think, 41 days after the incident, which is ridiculous. Those dash cams should have been released instantly, and if they were smoking gun evidence.
Yeah, you know, the whole thing when you look at it, and you know, this is people that were just, you know, straight up murdered. Mark, how about the Hispanic angle on it? You know, the two guys that they mistook them for. You know, did they ever catch them or anything, or is that just totally out of the window?
Honestly, as far as that goes, I'm not sure. That is something that I actually didn't spend a whole lot of time on as far as my investigation. I was more focusing on the actual video editing and the anomalies in the dash cam videos that were released, as well as the statements by Chief Bob Potter, who contradicted himself numerous times. And even worse, his statements contradict the actual dash cam videos that they released. And the dash cams that they released are obvious fakery videos.
Right.
They're obviously set up videos. It's not Jerry Kane in the video. I'm not sure who they got to, you know, if it was some sort of Photoshop or if they had a different person actually, you know, come in and play Jerry Kane. I'm not sure how that worked.
The guy they had playing was about 60 pounds heavier too. Jerry Kane was a stocky fella. He was a big guy, but the guy they had playing, you know, had a big gut, over 300 pounds. And I believe there was a cop on the case that could have been that guy. Either way, they could have gotten an actor, no, you know.
Didn't these guys have their hands up too, like surrendering with their palms facing the police officers too? I heard something like that, no?
As far as the dash cam videos go, everything on the dash cam videos, I can't speak to that. As far as, you know, in the Walmart parking lot where that's the incident where it was actually the Canes and they were actually killed there in that video. I honestly can't speak to that because the only video, footage that I have seen of it is from too far of a distance. You can't, you know, really tell exactly what was going on inside the vehicle, but if I do remember correctly, and if you, I don't want to get this wrong, so I would direct everybody to justiceforjerryandjoekane.com if you want to check out the further details on this. But if I remember correctly, the it was either a Parks Department officer or a forestry guy who was in a truck, and he was allegedly the one who actually brought a stop to you know, the alleged terror of the canes. He's the one who was, you know, firing at them. Supposedly the vehicle of the canes, although they did have at least one weapon in the vehicle that was legitimately theirs, supposedly their vehicle showed no exit firing, as in from inside out, as in it only took damage. And that's where the clear-cut case for murder comes in my opinion, whether it was mistaken identity or no matter how you want to label the case. I mean, when you're talking about hundreds you know, of I don't know how many rounds were you pumped into their van. It was an obscene amount, and you can just look at the van, and it looks like it was through World War IX. You know, and the fact that they did not even return fire, and these are supposed to be your you know, crazy police killers that, you know, one of them was a 16-year-old boy who just managed to snipe down two officers before that. Not one return shot. Something doesn't add up here.
Yeah, absolutely. And I was trying to describe to people a little bit some of the details. Why don't you tell them a little bit about some of the actual anomalies, like how the body was in a different spot, where the how the trees didn't match up, like how the whole accident was, you know, a few hundred yards down the road, things like that.
All right, yeah. There are many things like that that just were signs of obvious video I don't know about, you know, fakery or what have you. It was some, there's a lot of chicanery going on.
Just the
on
most noticeable ones. Just tell them the most noticeable ones that they
I'd,
can see.
I'd say the one that stuck out to me was the height of the barricade in the tractor trailer trucks. You know, when you see them and they're the size of the screen, you know, they tried to pretend it was at a different you know, they tried to pretend it was all the way up the exit there. I don't know. To me, that's what I looked at. You know, believe on the site.
This just makes it so much worse for them. I mean, you know, a lot of times, you know, cops get away with this crap all the time, murdering people. I mean, we see it all the time. I mean, just if we just looked at the cases of teenagers getting shot by cops in the last couple of years, I mean, there's been a ton of them. But to cover it up like this, and to go to this great length to actually go back out there and reshoot a dash cam video and try and like restage the whole scene. I mean, these guys. I mean. They better get the book thrown at them.
This is the same police department, mind you, that covered up the West Memphis 3. The you know, the case with they blamed it on a satanic cult in the 80s ended up being one of the stepfathers, most likely. You know, I believe it's you know, West Memphis, Arkansas, same town, same police chief.
That's so correct. They tried numerous times to impeach that police chief and oust him from his spot and were unsuccessful each time. And now I believe within the last year or so, most likely, I could be wrong, but I would think due to the high you know, amount of publicity and exposure that the West Memphis 3 has got now, combined with this backlash from the Jerry Kane incident, I believe that they got that guy out of his position before something crazy came down the pike, because I believe Donna Kane, the widow of Jerry Kane, now has a lawsuit filed against the police department and or the city or the county, and who knows what's going to happen with that. And if he were still sitting in that position when her case goes through and finally comes to fruition and comes to a head, I don't think that he could have afforded to stay in that spot with such things coming down the pike.
Yeah, I agree. You know, if you're talking about the West Memphis 3, you got the Dixie Chicks, you have all these high-profile actors and everything. And then along with a case like this where it's blatant, you know, police brutality and murder with a cover-up like this, you know, this video was not even believable. You know, and I got to say, Mark was one of the people that broke it down. This was not a high-profile case. I ended up hearing about it, I believe, from him, and I looked into it a little bit more, and it's just, you know, it's insane that this woman hasn't gotten, you know, any closure from this. And, you know, hopefully she will, but once again, you know, just shows what a police state we're living in at any time, that any one of us can be, you know, called an enemy of the state and treated like this, or just, you know, mistaken identity type thing and gunned down. And hey, well, you know, let's remake the tape. And, you know, it was such an amateur job remaking this video that it's just disgusting that, any YouTuber out there can pick this out, you know, and it's, The supposed dash cams of what happened, but you know, I don't know. That's you know, it's just insane that we, you know, this is what we have to deal with.
It was pretty bad. The dash cams are pretty bad. I do agree with that. Some of the more, I guess, obvious or damning pieces of evidence were when you see one. There were three dash cam videos that were released. It wasn't just one. There was one dash cam video of allegedly the first responders arriving on the scene, and you see these cars that pull up, and in this first video, there's absolutely no audio from the police car's dash cam. And this is going to become key in just a moment here. No audio on the first police car's dash cam. Now, when you see the second video, and now this is actually part of the first video that was released, they actually cut to a separate police car's dash cam, which is where the first mistake on their part comes in. This is where the first thing with me was real, real obvious. I was like, okay, this something's not right. Now, if they release a police car's dash cam, correct me if I'm wrong, but they should be releasing each police car's dash cam in full from beginning to end.
Absolutely.
One car by itself. One car's footage beginning to end and the next car's footage beginning to end. Now, what they released was the first video. The first video contained edited, spliced video from two different cars. The first car has no audio, just video. And when that car pulls up behind the other police cruiser that was already at the scene slightly before that vehicle arrived, it cuts to that car's dash cam. Now, when it cuts to that car's dash cam, all of a sudden, you hear audio. And now, if you watch closely, and I document this in my video series, you can actually see that the cut is made in the video just slightly too soon. And so the video and the audio are not quite even when they did the editing. That shows that the video track and the audio track are two separate things, and that the editing guy screwed up just slightly on his editing job. Because if that were just even put together, let's say that there was no funny business, but they did splice video together, the video and the audio should still match up. They shouldn't be separate tracks as if you were using editing software
exactly.
to edit this video. So you can prove that they edited the video and the audio separate because they're two separate tracks, because the audio and video don't sync when the video cuts. That's a very key piece of information, and that's super damning to anybody who knows anything about video and audio editing whatsoever. To the average person who watches it might not mean much, but to anybody who knows about video editing, that's going to be a huge piece of information. Now, aside from that piece, you also have, when one of the police cars is pulling up to the scene, you see the allegedly dead Brandon Potter laying in the road, and you see him laying in a position where you can clearly see where his feet are, where his head is, and under his head is a small pool of what, you know, appears to be blood. Allegedly he's laying there dead. Now, the problem with this is, when that cop car makes the turn later in the video to leave the scene and proceed on to pursue the canes, you can see when the car turns, the corpse again comes into view in the dash cam. Now, when the car makes that turn, if you hit pause on the video, and again, I document this in my video series about the cane incident, you can see half of a corpse literally there. Now,
right.
I'm talking about half of a corpse from the feet to the waist, and all of a sudden that portion of Potter's body from his belt to the top of his head is just completely gone. There's no shadow. There's no pool of blood under his head on the pavement. There's literally nothing there. It's a clear and blatant job of video editing, and that's another key piece that shows and proves that these videos are not the real dash cam videos and that these are forgeries to aid in the cover-up.
Doesn't it kind of blow your mind that with something so serious they would do such a sloppy job? It kind of goes to show you, I mean, really how little they value people's life. I mean, you know, to not even – I don't know. I can't imagine cops doing that to people. It is
disgusting, but as far as them and doing a sloppy job, I don't know who they got on, on the job to do the video editing, but – they clearly were not aware of just how sloppy of a job that they were doing, because when they released that video with the half corpse in it, that video was actually online for about 3 days up until I exposed it. And then when my YouTube video was released, they pulled that video. And the only way that you can get that video or see it online, to my knowledge, is by actually viewing it on my expose because they pulled that right down offline after I released my video.
It's too bad nobody shadowed that when that was up. But I noticed you took a video of it, but it was from a camcorder onto a television.
Exactly. Yep, it was right from my computer. And to my knowledge, I think that's the only way, unless somebody else has it up somewhere, but I've searched around to try to get it.
I look for it, so.
Yeah, I've been trying to download it just so I have the actual, you know, because, I mean, I would re-edit, you know, and remake some of those videos. As you can tell, I had one of my video producer buddies. He's the one that actually produced the latest video in the Jerry Kane series. You can tell the production value went up, but yeah, I have a friend now who, for some of my videos, when he has time, he'll do some production for me and such, because he's been doing it for years, and he's got way better software, and I'm looking into getting some decent video editing software, but right now, the stuff I'm working with is just super crude, so what are you going to do? But yeah, big, big thanks to Daniel out there, man. You know who you are. You did a great job, and I think that a video is approaching like 20,000 views right now, so big props to Dan on the production on that.
Wow. Awesome. Well, thanks, Dan.
Awesome. And, if someone wants to throw us the link, we'll plug that, too.
I threw that link in. That's what I was just about to tell you, is that link you gave us earlier for justiceforjerryandjoekane.com. Mm-hmm. Anybody that's listening to the show, if you just scroll down a little bit, you can see our comment wall, which updates in real time. It's more like a chat. You guys can comment back and forth, and you know, you can kind of get in touch with us, interactive during the show. You'll see right at the top, guys, I put a link right there in red letters, justiceforjerryandjoekane.com.
Hey, that's good news. 20,699 views. Not bad. Must have went up since I last checked it.
Awesome. Now, how long ago did this happen?
2010, I believe, correct?
Let me see.
So it was that long ago, huh? I thought it was just a few months ago.
I believe it was summer of 2010, something like that.
Nothing's happened at all to these guys. Nothing. I mean, where do they stand in the court system right now? What type of process are they going through? Are they paid on administrative leave, one of those deals where nothing's really happening? They're just kind of sitting at home?
I don't even think it's that bad. I think that the only...
Well, for the guy that... The guy that actually, the forest or park ranger guy, like a month or two after the incident happened, was awarded some crazy medal of valor or heroism or something like that. As far as the chief, he, I believe, is simply retired. And as far as the rest of the officers, I can't speak to that.
Wow. Yeah, that is just absurd, man.
I haven't heard anything about it, and I wouldn't be surprised if there was, you know, nothing done. As you know, last I heard, it was just a lawsuit, and she was still trying to get people on her side, you know, as far as exposure, because, you know, this is a case I can't believe how little exposure it got. And it just goes to show that the truth movement, or you know, whatever you want to call it, likes to pick and choose, and sometimes you know,
that's
this
not
is,
right, man.
You know, and I don't know if that's the case of this, but for some reason it didn't make the rounds. The only reason I saw it is because I'm subbed to Mark's YouTube channel.
Yeah, I had no idea about it until I saw you posting it. That's why I'm asking, you know, when did this happen? I don't know if it was a few months ago, a few years ago, but, you know.
This actually occurred, I believe, it was either late June or early July 2010. I'm looking because my earliest videos were from early to mid July, and I posted those videos within like days. I don't remember if it was within days of the incident or if it was within days of the dash cams, but actually I think it was within days of the dash cams. So it would have been June 2010.
Okay, and we have the video up now on the site too. So anybody listening that wants to see Mark's video, I mean, it's a really great analysis of this this dash cam forgery, guys. I mean, really, just take a few minutes. It's only like 6 or 7 minutes long, and you know, just watch the video, and I mean, you can see it. I mean, you could even watch some of it with the volume down while you listen to us. It's no big deal. Great job again, Mark, on the video. I've been a fan of some of your other videos too back in the past that I've ran into on YouTube, and they're really very, very thorough. And that's what I like about you. You know, you really make sure you get all the grounds covered. This is awful. I mean, I don't know how else to say it, guys. I mean, they're just cold-blooded murderers sometimes. And you know, there's a lot of good cops out there. Don't get me wrong. And you know, even in my family, okay. But I mean, the ones like this. I mean, they really give it a bad name for everybody else. And I wonder what the good cops think about cops like this. I mean, they must hate them because they're putting their lives in danger. They're going to make people want to shoot them.
You know the sad thing about it, Brian, is they have this blue wall of silence that transcends, and even the good cops won't rat on the bad cops. That's why, you know, you rarely hear of a Serpico or something like that. Because,
but it probably eats them up inside, you know? It's got to.
Oh, it may. I think that it's just a thing that corruption breeds, you know, just like any other gang or secret society. It's this the same way of people having secrets on each other. You know, it may not be murder, but you may have, some guy cheated on his wife, so I got that over him, so he's going to do what I say here, just like politics go as far as, you know, getting someone in bed with an underage girl or a little, boy, whatever they, do for blackmail. It goes, it's like that with in police forces as well, I think. So, I mean, yeah, there is good cops, but right now they're few and far between because, again, cops are federalized nowadays pretty much. And, your average cop doesn't look like they used to, it's,
they're encouraged to abuse the power, Justin, It's encouraged now to use their badge and abuse the power. I mean, you've seen all the stuff that's been going down since, basically since this country's been transformed into a police state. I mean, you see how even the local police departments. I mean, it's not just all fear factor being pumped out. I mean, there is a lot of truth to these police departments becoming militarized. I mean, they look like the military sometimes, don't they?
Yeah, totally. All black and everything like that, and that's the reason that they want to put fear in you, and that's the thing about it, And it's the main thing of when you see black, you think of what, Darth Vader, you think bat, that's the whole thing about it, and it's, I think that just simply going from this, the tactical look that the new uniforms have and everything, to me, you can't tell the difference between a Fed, a SWAT or a regular cop anymore, and to me, I think, regardless, it's what they are. They're policy officers. That's what police.
You just hit it right on the head, Justin. Yeah. I was going. I was waiting to come in with that, man. Explain the rest of that about the policy officer.
The whole thing is that these are not laws. What they're doing is they're actually enforcing. Policy of the elite of the, it's really canon law if you think about it. The whole thing about it is, I'm sure Mark could do a better job than it, but like I said, these are not laws. These guys are just guys in costumes, that are going around and enforcing policy.
Yeah. And they think that, at the end of it all, that there's going to be, a seat for them or something, or they're going to be spared. And in the long run, they're going to get screwed over, too. You know what I mean?
Go ahead, Justin.
No, I was going to say, I think that eventually, once it comes down to it, once they're not needed, they're going to get thrown under the bus as well. But
yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. I can't stand cops that abuse their power, and I have respect for cops that do their job right. That's a stressful job, man, especially if you're in a busy city and there's a lot of crime. You're going back and forth to all these calls. I mean, just think about going to people's house and dealing with that crap that you got to deal with everywhere you go, never knowing what's going to happen to you. But then you got these other cops that, and I know a few of them around here. They absolutely use their badge to abuse power, to bully people around, to act like tough guys. And this is the ultimate. Those things are nothing compared to this.
They don't have to take the oaths. And, they may take
an oath. They don't have any respect.
It's not the same as, I don't know. Mark, why don't you get into a little bit about the policy thing? Because I know you're dying to chew that bone open.
That's all right. I actually wrote a very short note about this on Facebook a while back, and this is basically the ins and outs of the policy without getting long-winded about it. The word sheriff derives from the old English concept of a shire reeve, and a shire reeve is a man who looked out for the interests of the king in a shire or district of England. Now, the Shire Reeve may have sometimes found himself in a position, or I should say, in opposition. A Shire Reeve may have sometimes found himself in opposition to the local community, since the position was concerned with the sovereignty and the interests of the state and the king. So since at least the 1600s in America, the term sheriff has been used to refer to a law enforcement officer. Police originated in the 1700s to enforce law or policy, because right. that's what law is the policy of the corporation of the United States. Because realistically, the United States is a corporation. In a yep. Black's Law, get a Black's Law dictionary, and you'll find that the term United States literally means, first definition, a federal corporation. Or,
it is, Mark, we tell people this all the time. You're so right about that. It's run like a corporation. It's a for-profit business. I mean, it really is. In so many regards.
Indeed. Indeed. And each if people were unaware, the United States is a corporation. Its corporate headquarters is in Washington, D.C.
Yep.
That's what the District of Columbia is. It's the headquarters for the Corporation of the United States. It's all it is. Now, these policies that we're talking about are the policies of the Corporation of the United States and its states and its cities, which are also their own corporations. Each city and state is its own corporation, hence the term incorporated.
Incorporated, yep.
Now, by law, like I was saying earlier, the definition of the United States is a corporation. Or an agency, a department, a commission, a board, or other entity of the United States, or an instrumentality of the United States. And I have sources, my source right here for the, other than the Black's Law Dictionary, which you can check a Black's Law Dictionary, or you can check www.law.cornell.edu/US code. It's right there, Cornell Law. I would say just, you know, if you have any questions about it, look into it more yourself and verify what you're saying and start watching some YouTube videos on it.
Now, Mark, is this the same thing as Marine Admiralty law as well? Act of 1871 and whatnot. Is that
yes, all? Yes. Yep. It does tie into maritime admiralty law, and that's a whole nother bag of stuff. And listen, this is what is very, very tricky, and I must get out about maritime admiralty law and about looking into the sovereignty issues as far as people wanting to become a free man on the land and, you know, get remove themselves from their social security number and do all that stuff. Now, look, it sounds well and good when it's coming from somebody whose name is Robert Menard. Okay, it sounds very, very positive, and it sounds ballsy, and it sounds like I'm gonna be independent and do the all-American right thing to do and be sovereign. Well, okay, if it were as beneficial and incredibly great as Robert Menard made it out to be, then everybody in the truth movement by now would be a sovereign citizen, because the info's been out there for a minute and a half. So what I'm saying here is I'm not saying that it's incorrect information completely. I'm not saying that it's all disinfo. I'm not saying that at all.
Alex Jones didn't push it, though.
If you look, he has had a few people on Common Law on his show over the last, like, year or two. He actually has. And if you listen to even like 2-3 years ago when he was pushing the film Don't Tread on Me, he was actually in the promo mentioning Common Law, which Common Law is tying right into maritime admiralty law and everything else we're talking about.
Well, he has to. I mean, if he never mentions it, I mean, you know, he has to mention it. Too many people are going to, you know.
Well, this is the thing. We all know that there's varying degrees of counterintelligence. Alex Jones is not the only counterintelligence agent in the truth movement.
Oh, no, they're everywhere.
He's just, you know, like kind of the head guy who's there. He's the biggest net. Right. Counterintelligence, the truth movement.
He has the biggest voice. That makes him the most dangerous.
Here's the way I draw it up.
Disagree.
I draw it up like this. I think you got the new age. You got the new age shills, which is the Ike Tessarion group. I think you have the Austin, Texas, which is like you know, the CNP, JBSers, which is your Griffins, your Ron Pauls. Alex Jonesers, you know, that whole group down to your Mark Dices, you know, pretty much that whole Austin libertarian scene. I hate to say it, but that whole Von Mises.
Oh, it's true, man.
You know, click. They're all controlled. Edward Griffin's one of the worst. You know, but and then also you have a lot of these, you know, Zionists did it, you know, that's all they say, types like the, you know, it varies, but really the whole alternative media right now, any big name out there is pretty much untrustable.
Here's the thing, like we tell people is, you know, we're not saying they don't tell the truth ever. As a matter of fact, they tell the truth more often than not, but that's how they beat you and that's how they gain your trust. And then on the big issues or the stuff that's real important for them not to give you the truth, they twist it. And, you know, it's a tricky way they do it. It's like, how do you control the truth? Well, you make yourselves the one that actually let it out, and then you selectively let out things. And it's crazy. And the key is, you know, you're going to have disinformation everywhere with all these people. With any known name, I mean, there's a good chance there's going to be a lot of disinformation, but you have to know how to see through it and pull the good stuff out. A lot of people don't have discernment, and you have to. You have to, and you have to, you know, you have to triple, quadruple, and quintuple or whatever, check your sources, you know? You just have to.
And even beyond discernment, then I'm going to quick get back to the sovereignty thing, then we can jump back to Jones. But with the discernment thing, you know, yeah, a lot of people don't have discernment. And the truth is that, you know, even if you are trying to be discerning, you can still get caught up, as they have so many different gatekeepers or, you know, counterintelligence people placed in this movement. I mean, yep. If it's not Jones, it's Jack Blood. If it's not Jack Blood, it's Michael Tesarian. If it's not Michael Tesarian, it's Jordan Maxwell. Right. If it's not, you know, and so on and so forth. So, I mean, really, you kind of
have a guy for everybody.
They do, and I believe they mean it that way, not only to group everybody into, you know, every possible preconceived little box that they can manage, but I also believe that they have it like that because then when people like us get out there and, you know, we are being very, very analytical and thorough with our research and trying to be as discerning as we can and sift through all the BS, well then, I mean, once you get to the point, unless you're a very strong-willed person, unless you get to the point, or I should say, when you do get to the point when you realize that 95% or so of the big names in this movement are dirty, you know, people just planted here to lead you astray, it's very disheartening to go through, you know, this guy who you looked up to, and then that guy who you looked up to, and then this guy who you looked up to, and find out that they're all dirty, and they're all against you, and they're all working to deceive people and essentially bring in the real New World Order. I mean, it's very disheartening, and I think they like nothing more when people like us get disheartened and just decide to give up. And that's why it's so awesome to see people like you that are still broadcasting and, you know, screaming from the top of your lungs, hey, you know, this is what's going on. And even to you truthers out there, just to let you know, it's not what you think.
No,
I just,
Mark,
you know, it's refreshing.
You know, it's like you said, it's refreshing. And you can ask Justin this too. I try to build bridges with, you know, everybody that thinks in the way that we do, everybody that really gets it. I've been trying to, you know, so we can all keep a line of communication going, you know, because we really need to talk, people like us. And man, I kind of lost where I was going with that for a second. The other thing I wanted to talk about is how they, you know, how I said a minute ago that they have all these, they have, for whatever type of person you are, they have a hero for you, kind of. And another reason that they do that is, let's say somebody like some people like us come forward and we're real, or anybody comes forward into the truth movement and they just wake up or whatever, and they're real ambitious and they have a theory. Well, they already have a theory. They already have all these theories covered by different personalities. So if you have this theory, you're gonna be you're gonna be attracted to their site, and you're gonna say, hey, this person thinks the way I do, and they're gonna have all their stuff out there already, and you're gonna agree with most of their points, and that's how they're gonna kind of be able to almost control where you research. I mean, it doesn't work with everybody, but it works with some people. Like they gain their trust so much, and then they're like, oh, don't even bother looking at that because I already looked at that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I see it happen all the time. I did a bad job explaining it right
here. Here's a quick example. How many people in the truth movement just won't even look at the no plane stuff because they've been told it's disinfo by Jason Hermes?
That's the biggest one. You know, that's the biggest one. And that's the line in the sand of the truth movement that I saw a long, long time ago. Because when I first just woke up, within a month, I had seen September Clues and I had seen a whole bunch of stuff on media favoring. My eyes don't lie to me. I knew that there was no plane. And it just became apparent to me that It's crazy to see how people attack it. That's you know, that's what I'm trying to say. And it really, I don't know, man. We're getting a call right now, though. Let's come back to that no plane thing in a minute. We're gonna put the caller right on, okay, guys?
Sounds good.
Caller, you're live on the air, Real News Radio, with Mark, Brian, and Justin. How are you?
What's up, boys?
How's it going? Who are we talking to today?
Good, dude. You've been on my show plenty of times.
Oh, it's Mike Hall.
Yeah. How's it going, boys?
How's it going, Mike? How are you?
Not too bad.
What would you like to interject tonight?
I don't know. I don't even know what you guys are talking about yet. I just called in.
Where was I?
I told you.
Justin, I lost my spot. Where was I? What were we just saying?
I'll tell you, I don't know, I'll tell you what, I've been playing on Facebook all day and fighting with some of these pukes. There are so, what is with all these people? They cannot get the concept of appointed over elected.
Oh, it's ridiculous, honestly. Yeah, you know what, we were actually just talking about, Mike, you know, before we get too far off track onto that, you know, that elections type stuff, is, you know, how... You know, the whole truth movement, or whatever you want to call it, they set up, you know, there's so many plants out there, and what they do is they put somebody out there for every theory, so no matter what you might have about something, they can basically hijack it and co-opt it, and they can basically control it. And Mark made a good point about how disheartening it is when you realize that all these people that you looked up to, that you thought were patriots, that you thought were on your side, and you know, you thought you were getting all this real information from, and you find out that they were lying to you the whole time.
Yeah, I figured out real quick about Jones. Now, don't get me wrong, he helped get me started, you know. But once I started seeing some inconsistencies on stuff, I started cross-referencing my own, and you know, yeah, it's kind of disheartening to find out who you thought was a truth movement was complete falsehoods. But, you know, it's not that hard to see. After you actually do any kind of digging, you see it after a while. You know, it's like second nature anymore.
Oh, kind yeah, you see right through it right away. You know, now I go in with the thought that they're going to have to prove me wrong in my head that they are legit, because pretty much every big name you see out there. And, you know, it doesn't even take usually more than 5 minutes. Justin, I mean, what do you think? It doesn't usually take more than 5 minutes of hearing somebody to see the agenda, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what. Sometimes it's nice to actually listen to them once in a while, because then you start – they might throw in a new tactic on you once in a while. But,
you know, man, they might... These guys are on these... Mike, I'm gonna hang up and have you call back in, because I switched over and these guys are on hold and I didn't even realize it.
Oh!
I have to add you to the conference, Mike, so call right back when I hang up and I'll add you in.
All right.
Hey, guys? Wow. Well, the callers didn't notice anything. I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah. What's going on, Mr. Brian?
That was awful. No, there's a little button you have to hit add to conference when you're in a Skype group thing, and I just hit answer, and I clicked over. I was talking to Mike. I'm so sorry, guy. I didn't even realize that. Mike Hall, you're on with Justin and Mark Youngworth now. Now we're all connected. Sorry about that, anybody listening. I had a little production issue on my end. I hit the wrong button here to put everybody on.
Hey, yeah, Mike, well. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, Justin. How's it going tonight, guys?
All right, buddy. How you been?
Not too bad. I finally got back into doing some live shows, man. I was rebroadcasting a lot. Been playing around on one of my old blogs that I kind of stayed away from for a long time because it was, you know, same people, same crap all the time. But they've got a few new ones in, so... I've been playing in there, and then on Facebook, of course, and
Nice. Well, before I messed up there and happened to put my two co-hosts tonight on hold, we were talking about, you know, the truth movement and, you know, how disheartening it is when, you know, you find out that most of these people have been lying to you. And Justin had mentioned the no planes thing with Jones. And the reason I want to kind of elaborate on that for a second, guys, is that's such a big issue. And that really became, to me, it became obvious that that was kind of like the line in the sand with the truth movement. When it ultimately came down to it, that is how I realized that Alex Jones was lying to me the whole time. Because when I first woke up to 9/11, it was about a year and a half ago now. It's getting close to, okay? And after about a month, okay, I've seen Loose Change, seeing Alex Jones on YouTube, and then following his radio show and Jesse Ventura's show, and, you know, making all the rounds that all you guys made, I'm sure, RT, you know, all these things. You know, I saw September Clues, and I saw a bunch of other video, and I spent a good 12 hours a day analyzing video and stuff. You know, it was only a short time, but I put a lot of hours into it. And, you know, like I think any serious researcher from 9/11 knows, at least at the bare minimum, and it goes way beyond this, but at the bare minimum, the second plane was a fake plane. It was computer generated. I mean, it was so it didn't take too long to prove that to me. And to hear how Jones used to basically just attack the idea, it always stuck in the back of my head, and it never made me get to the point where I thought, hey, these people are lying to me. But it always stuck in the back of my head, and it bothered me, because I would always think to myself, how is it that after just, you know, a month or two of finding out about 9/11, that I realized this plane's fake, and this guy has supposed leader of the truth movement, as he says, and, you know, the guy that predicted 9/11, which we know isn't true, how is it that he doesn't know this? And how is it that he has teams of researchers and websites and forums, and he's got the witnesses on his shows, and he's on Jesse's shows, and they're doing 9/11 specials, and they're interviewing people, you know, all the stuff that I don't have access to, and how does he not know this, you know? And it did bother me. But then when I finally realized, you know, some other things, some other wheels that got put in motion about 9/11, and I started to realize about how much of the day was actually fake, I went back and I looked at those Jones videos, and I saw some really disturbing things about him, guys. I mean, I saw him using the same tactics that the mainstream media gets accused of using, where they attack people's character, call them names. And the other thing you know – yeah, exactly, Mike. And, you know, the thing is, if you're a serious researcher and you really want 9/11 truth and you're supposed to be the guy that's supposed to lead everybody there, wouldn't you welcome all theories until you properly investigated them? Wouldn't you? Don't you have to? Don't you have to?
Look, yeah, well, see, I've had on my show, and I know you've heard some of them, I've had Susan Lindauer, and I've had Dr. Judy Woods. Now, I don't buy into everything that they're saying, obviously, but, you know, I mean,
you hear what they have to say. You don't attack them, man. You know, I spent, like, 20 hours of looking into Judy Wood's presentations, like four-hour presentation, three-hour presentation, going through all her stuff, and I knew in the beginning, at least I thought I knew, that she was wrong, and it turned out that, you know, she was, but I still got a great benefit out of going through her evidence and seeing stuff I would have never seen.
She has some very compelling evidence, actually.
Yeah, so how can Alex Jones just brush people off and not look at these things, you know? It always bothered me a real lot. I don't mean to take the mic, though. Guys, what do you think about this? Mark, how about you? What are your thoughts on what I've been kind of ranting on here?
Well, number one, I definitely agree with the fact that if you have a disagreement with somebody in the movement and you're trying to debate an issue, you don't attack the person. You go to them with information, and if it contradicts what that person is putting forth, you know, you go to them politely, you present what you have, you wait for a response, and you approach it as a researcher who's trying to get to the bottom of it, not as somebody who's simply trying to attack somebody, you know, for whatever reason. Now, am I saying that if somebody's blatantly putting out disinformation, that you shouldn't go after them? Absolutely not.
No.
Clearly, I have tons of videos exposing, you know, people like Alex Jones and the We Are Change group as a whole, and a bunch of other stuff. You know, if somebody's provably disinfo, yeah, go after them. Like, you know, if it's necessary. But when you're simply just trying to get to the bottom of something. Like, clearly Dr. Judy Wood was just trying to get to the bottom of 9/11 when she presented her research to architects and engineers, and all of a sudden they began a smear campaign coming up with crazy terms that Dr. Judy Wood never uses, such as like space beams.
Yep, exactly. Exactly.
That is the deal.
Thing is,
just out of curiosity,
just call us. Yeah, what's up?
Mark who?
Mark Youngworth, Derek from the Midwest. Okay. You've ever seen some of the videos online? I've shown you personally. I sent you a video one time called Alex Jones, the Jesuits, and the Knights of Malta. It was like a 40-minute. Okay. Was that the 40-minute one, Mark, or is that the 15-minute one?
Yeah, that's
45 minutes, yeah. Video, Mike. Really good. You definitely...
I know a couple of different marks, and I was curious of who this was. I don't believe you and I have ever had the pleasure.
No, I don't think we have, but I'm glad we are now, and I'm sure, as I can tell by the banter that's been going back and forth here, I must be in good company, as you seem to be on quite good speaking terms with Brian and Justin, and they seem to be quite spot on.
Those guys have come and been fixtures in my show once in a while, and I love it. They've always helped give me some really good talk back and forth.
This is a great group we got on right now.
Absolutely. I want to make one more point. I'll let you guys run with it. Like Mark was saying about how architects and engineers attack Judy Wood. With Alex and the no planes, I mean, you don't even have to go with a bunch of stuff. I mean, you do as little as make a phone call and say, hey, did you ever check out September Clues, or what do you think about the no plane? And the guy goes absolutely bananas. But yeah, like you said, Mark, you are in good company here. Mike's a great guy. Mike would come on our shows a lot back when we were doing Informed Radio a few months back, and it's always a good show. He's got what nights are your shows, Mike? Mike, Mondays and Wednesdays, right?
Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Yeah. I mean, are you guys ready
America,
to shift directions
wake up
a little?
Call.
Do you guys want to? I kind of want to get into a little bit of. What's up? What are you going to say?
One thing I want to kind of put in there is that's one thing that I really love is that with Judy Wood stuff, and when I'm talking to her, this woman went at it with a scientific mind. And she wasn't saying that this was what her findings were what happened. But, I got to think that some of the really good, and here I am, I'm going to use the word, and I hate it because I'm an agendist, not a theorist. But a lot of the really good theories, I'm almost wondering if it wasn't a combination of a lot of them.
I agree with that. I don't think they used just one thing. I don't believe that directed energy weapons were necessarily the only thing they used on 9/11. I just believe that you cannot explain what happened on 9/11 with thermite alone or with nukes alone.
So I
believe that it probably was a bit of an amalgamation of what the entirety of the truth movement says. And, I think that September Clues has some great insight that Loose Change doesn't offer and vice versa. But when you come to the Loose Change forum and you see things where they have an actual rule, where if you even suggest that no planes were used on 9/11, and honestly, I'm not saying no planes were used. I'm not a no planer. I believe that you can't prove what did or did not hit the towers. It could have been a computerized plane that was just, video edited in, or it could have been a laser-guided military plane. Either way, the footage was faked. That's all I believe we can prove. So I don't know that if something hit the towers, whether it was a plane, a commercial airliner, a military plane, or a missile, like the Pentagon.
I think we can take commercial airline out of that, though, no matter what.
I believe it probably wasn't. I believe it probably was not a commercial airliner. But what I'm saying is that regardless of something did or didn't, I don't believe we can prove what it was or what it wasn't. And as far as planes go, it's just ridiculous for somebody to say that if you even suggest that this was possible, we're going to delete and block you from the forum. That in itself should send up a big red flag to anybody who's a legitimate truth seeker,
exactly.
Just because no legitimate truth seeker would ever handle information that way.
Exactly.
No.
And, I totally disagree with you know what you guys are saying on 9/11, but I totally agree with what you're saying there about the way people should take information. And there's no room for that in the truth movement. I'm sorry, you can't say you can't talk about this theory here. Then why are you even having a forum?
On the new plane, on the no plane thing, I will admit for a fact that I honestly believe Shanksville there was no plane.
Well, Mike, I could show you a video in a minute of when the second impact was supposed to happen, and there's no plane there. It's just an explosion.
Well, it's
and
not
I have
just
a video
that,
from the,
but if you
from
go
the same
back,
angle, and they cut the plane in. You know what I mean? I mean, there's no
if
obstructed
you go
view.
Back,
there's no dive bomber. There's no none of that. It's just an explosion, man. Just an explosion. Clear as day.
If you go back to 1995's geological survey of the area, the wing print was already there.
Yeah, it has been there. Absolutely. I'm not disagreeing with you. There was no plane. They didn't use any planes on that day. But we won't do a whole 9/11 thing right now because it's going to take, you know, hours and hours and hours and hours.
Yeah.
But I think the main point here is that even though we all have, you know, even if we all have vastly different opinions on what happened, whether you think there was planes, I think there was no planes at all. Mark think that, you know, if he thinks there was planes or doesn't, or if Justin thinks there doesn't, or he thinks there was nukes, or you think there was DEW, no matter what, if one of us sets up a site and we're trying to get to the truth of this, you have to welcome all theories, okay? Now, if people are trolling the site and just repeatedly putting straight up disinformation, that's one thing. But if people are coming on there and they're trying to present evidence and they're trying to show you documents and they're trying to show you pictures and videos and that, you know, it's unbelievable that Loose Change would post that, okay? And they're not the only ones. You know, I mean, this type of stuff goes on everywhere. Most of the time, they just don't post it. They just take it down. And I've had my stuff taken down.
Agreed.
As Justin knows, I put that piece up that blog on 9/11 that I did. I put it up on Before It's News. It caught fire so fast that in 2 days, it had 60,000 views, and it was about to take the number one spot, and they took it down. They just took it right off the list because it was in number two. Too many people had read it, and they took it right down.
Yeah, he got blackballed right off of it, and you know it happens a lot of time on forums. Just like the other day, you know, I posted my Ron Paul article about, you know, the gold standard and whatnot, and a couple of forums, and I noticed all of a sudden they posted a million articles and bumped things, you know, just to push it towards the bottom. You know, this is the type of stuff they do to keep the you know, to keep their guys from being exposed, you know, or keep their theories alive, you know.
Oh yeah, they got to tighten it on that than people think. I mean, look at, you know, Google's controlled and all this. I mean, that Google is like half of the internet. You know what I mean? So if Google's in the back pocket of the government, for them to bury an article is really not that hard.
No,
I got to tell you a good one. I got to tell you a good one. But here in my local community, we started a group called Pure Food, Pure Change. And it was to try to start getting good food within the school system. Well, I helped start this Facebook group on Facebook. And I, you know, they were sitting there showing pictures of the food that was being put into the thing, asking parents what they'd like to change and stuff. I started posting things like, you know, how they made chicken nuggets and about GMOs and about the hormones in the foods and stuff like that. And they kept taking my stuff down. And when they started doing that, well, then I started going after the people within the group that were talking against that stuff. You know, and that we got to get more government grants. And what else, what do you think government grants going to force you to have?
GMO food. Of course.
So, of course. You know, I'm trying to come up with things. I did an entire show on aquaponics to have an alternative that we could put not just as getting good food into the schools, but actually, you know, classes. Because, I mean, aquaponics has the circle of life. It shows horticulture, ithiculture, you know, I mean, nature itself, you know, health, you know, there's so many different programs that could come out of that, that these kids could be learning. And every time I put up that show, which had nothing controversial in it, I made sure not to do any of my regular stuff. It was just on aquaponics itself.
Yeah.
And they kept taking it down.
Wow.
You know, they kept taking it down. And I was like, why are you doing that? I'm posting something that could help the community, not harm it. And eventually they just blocked me from the group that I started.
Well, you know, Mike, the Monsanto GMO agenda, I mean, that's the biggest agenda going right now. I mean, you know, they're not going to let you do that. They're not going to let you badmouth Monsanto. You can't even, you know, there's been so many cases of people actually being silenced and bought off when it comes to Monsanto and people speaking up and people on the media. And it's bad, dude. That company is, you know, there's been some victories this in the last 2 weeks, though. China just banned them from genetically modified rice over there. They're not going to allow it.
You know, that's the thing is they're seeing it overseas,
yeah.
But they're not. But here within the U.S., there's nothing better. And like I said the other night to somebody, I thought it was hilarious that they've now got bugs that are completely resistant to the Monsanto Roundup, and these things are like almost impossible to kill now.
Oh, absolutely. Corn then borders. What they'll do is they'll spray more pesticides to try and kill them, and then you're taking in the pesticides in your body.
Dow Chemical is petitioning to be able to, in conjunction with Monsanto, to blanket spray the country in 2,4-D. This is 50% of the ingredients in Agent Orange. And they want to blanket spray the country with it.
Oh, you took the words out of my mouth. I was just about to say, you might as well just eat some friggin' Agent Orange. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's 50% of the ingredients in Agent Orange.
Yep.
And I know we used to use that stuff when I was a kid out on the farm where I grew up. And we use it just on the fence rows,
yeah.
You know, and it would kill everything off the fence rows for a couple years.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Speaking of the GMO food, we were going to kind of talk about a few things tonight. Kind of change directions
okay.
here.
Sorry.
And there's a tie-in to this. There's a tie-in to this that I want to bring up while we're talking about it. We're going to talk a little bit about HARP tonight, and we're going to talk a little bit about chemtrails, and you know. There's a lot of – and we all probably have a lot of different opinions on this, and nobody's quite really sure. You know, I want to get your guys' opinion, but I think one of the main reasons that they're doing this is to ruin some of the farmland. And you have Monsanto around – yes, you have Monsanto actually going around, showing up at these farmers' doors. You know, they'll show up. They're going to knock on the door, and they'll be like, oh, well, we noticed that you had a very low crop yield this season. And the reason is because of the damn aluminum and the chemtrails ruined it. And the farmers, okay, this is big money. These farmers make, you know, these big farms are putting out millions of dollars worth of food. So they know what's in their soil when their crops get ruined. They test it. They know it's aluminum. So Monsanto comes to your door. Oh, we have this aluminum-resistant, genetically modified soybean. And I've told this story before. For anybody that's already heard, I'm sorry. But it's important because they do this. They spray the damn farms down, okay? There's this huge agenda in this country to switch everything over to GMO food. It's so prevalent that all of our major crops are over 90% GMO now. I'm talking about wheat, soy, corn, canola, all this stuff, okay? All of it, all right? And you're not going to stand in their way. So they come up with all sorts of dirty tactics. They've gone from actually just spreading bags of seeds on people's farms and just mysterious bags of seeds will show up. And not only do they ruin your crops, then they slap you with a lawsuit and put you out of business because you can't afford to keep fighting it in court. And they do it to everybody. And they send around people inspecting your crops like you did this. Like you're trying to pull a fast one on them when it's the last thing you want to do to your crops, okay? They lie about everything with the GMO food. The GMO food has never been tested safe. Never. Every time there's a test, there's an issue, and it always seems to come back to the reproductive issues, doesn't it? It always seems to come back to make you sterile, okay? This isn't a conspiracy theory, guys. This is an actual conspiracy, okay? This is. Yeah, and they're not gonna let a farmer stand in their way, and what they'll do is they will spray you with chemtrails on your farm and ruin your crops, and then they'll have the nerve to come there and try and get you to buy GMO-resistant seeds off them.
Let me get you down to the basic thing of just the chemtrails alone. They're out there trying to say that these things don't exist, but a guy I worked on his house here this last fall, he works for the Search Air Rescue here in the mountains, and he gets updates from the National Weather Service on when they're chemtrailing.
Wow, that's something else. Mark, are you back, or are you still away? Oh. Justin, what's your take? I mean, I know that you think it's a combination of things, but I mean, what do you think is the main reason for the chemtrails? What do you think's their main agenda?
I believe it has. I believe chemtrails have a few reasons for them. Like you guys were saying, you know, as far as the crops go, I think that's a big thing. As far as, you know, they're taking over a lot of the crops in the Midwest. You know, very simply with the aluminum thing. But I think the other reasons for it, you know, are definitely. I think that they're for one, they're blocking out vitamin D from the sun. But the main thing is weather modification. They're using these particles of aluminum and metal and whatnot in the air, and it's, you know, charging them to heat the ionosphere. That's the main thing of what HARP does and everything, and it's a correlation that has to do with it. Another thing too, of course, would be the population control aspect of it. As far as breathing in, you know, all this stuff once it comes down, because, you know, once it rains, all that chemtrail is down in your soil, it's down in your drinking water and everything else. So, you know, anything that's up there, you know, people are getting heavy metal poisoning and cancers and Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. The rates are unbelievable. You know, as far as goes, and also neurological things, which is metal poisoning. You know, every time you see somebody with ALS, MS, you know, Alzheimer's, you know, these things are all related to heavy metal poisoning.
Alzheimer's, the major cause of Alzheimer's is mercury and aluminum.
There you go. So, yep. You know, again, mercury is another big thing in your vaccines. What they're doing is everything is just between our air, our water, our food. It's just one big death cocktail to make sure that you catch cancer and you don't live to be 70 years old. You know, that's the goal for our you know, generations, pretty much.
Justin, I just thought of something. You know how they always tell you what they're doing in movies? Well, remember way back to the original Batman with, what's his name? Clooney. Not Clooney. Who's the original Batman on the movie? Keaton,
Michael Keaton, right?
With the Joker. Remember when the Joker put these different chemicals within the different things? It wasn't like just makeup would mess you up. It was a combination of baby powder, makeup, and lipstick. You know, all these three things had to be combined together to do that. And what you just said basically is the same thing. You know, you got the chemtrails, the aluminum that's coming down from the chemtrails, plus, you know, they're giving them the thimerosal shots, and I mean in every single nursing home in the country, they're shooting these people up with that.
What do you mean by when you say weather modification? Okay, now some people think that this is obviously bull because the whole theory it's based on is bull, but some people think that they're putting aluminum up in the sky to reflect the UV rays back from the sun. Other people, when they say weather modification, they mean actually like guide HARP, like paint the sky with chemtrails and something, and somehow that actually directs the storms. I mean, what do you think about
not
that?
Not only that, but up here, the reason that they chemtrail up here is they're cloud seeding for snow for the because I live right in the middle of Aspen, Vail, and Breckenridge and Copper Mountain. So they're always chemtrailing up here for snow.
But cloud seeding is not even as dangerous as far as, you know, when we get to the geoengineering type of it.
They still use aluminum and barium.
I agree. I'm not trying to lessen. I'm just saying it's two birds of a different feather. But yeah, you know, it's still messing with the environment. I totally agree. But the only difference is that when the chemtrails more in the upper atmosphere as opposed to cloud seeding. It's just 30,000 feet up. But no, totally. I would see that being done to make more snow and whatnot. Right now with the ionospheric heaters, they can make anything happen. You know, just like they said in the document, was owning the weather in 2020 or 2025.
Yep.
You know, so yeah. I mean, that's one of their goals. You know, and I think they've accomplished it already, and it makes sense. They have the technology.
What do you think about causing food crises with droughts and stuff? I think that's way up on the list too.
That's probably the most used way of a harping weather modification.
Yeah, I think it's way up on the list
to cause droughts in the areas. Or they go the opposite and flood the area and kill them that way.
Well, here's the thing, it's hard. Sometimes you even try to explain this to people and they're like, oh, that's just a contrail. You try to explain to them it's a chemtrail. It stays up in the air. It doesn't just dissipate or disperse, whatever they call it. It doesn't just go away. They spread out. They form to look like clouds. Sometimes they're stripes in the sky. Sometimes they look like tic-tac-toe. And if you guys notice, when you look up in the sky, you'll notice it. It's almost never a clear blue day anymore. Never. I mean, it's always hazy, isn't it? At least around here.
Yeah, I'd say we get 2 days a week where you get a half a sky clear and then the other half is chemtrailed up. How's it out by you, Mike?
Always spring.
With me? Well, we can't get 300 days of sunshine out of the year, but, I can always tell whenever they start doing the chemtrails. I keep telling people, I said, well, within 48 hours, we're either going to have rain or snow. And they up here, they're kind of weird about it because they want to make sure that they get that snow on like Thursday and Friday so that Saturday and Sunday the skiers can be up there on the mountains and it's bright and sunny on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure there's a tie in there.
Isn't that nice? They're skiing in this nice snow made with aluminum and everything else.
I know.
Hey, right? Kids, eat the snow. You know, what happens then? It's insane.
Go ahead. I have a clip I want to play. What it actually is it's a radio station in Albany, New York, guys. And what it is they had a guest on. Like we were saying before, when people are talking about things and it's in the mainstream and you can kind of chime in and kind of help wake people up, that's when it's your turn to put your two cents in. And they had a guest on. He seemed like he's a regular caller on a radio show in Albany, and he called in and he was talking about chemtrails a lot over there, I guess. And they actually were willing to take some calls on it, and their phone lines got absolutely flooded by regular. Now, this isn't like a conspiracy type show, whatever they want to call us. Okay, this is a regular mainstream show, and for 10 minutes straight, they had people just calling in, reporting all the chemtrails they were seeing. And people from western Massachusetts to eastern New York. And it's really good. And I like to play that right now for any of the people out there that are kind of doubting what we're saying. There's regular people out there, guys. You don't have to be I don't even like any labels. So I'm not even – you just got to look up in the sky and see what's going on, guys. Just think about this, man. I mean, do you really want to breathe that? Do you want your kids to breathe that? Is it really worth – ignoring me? Is it worth ignoring Justin, ignoring Mark, ignoring Mike when we're telling you about this stuff? Is it really worth it to your health to doing that? No, it's not. Guys, I'm gonna play this video real quick, and then when we come back from it, Mark should be back. We'll all be back here. So, guys, this is let me get the station name. It's But Justin, have you heard of these guys? PYX 106 in Albany, New York.
Now, Albany's quite a ways from me.
Pretty far from you, yeah. That's all the way on the other end of New York, right? Okay, guys, I'm going to play the video real quick, and we'll be right back. And just have a listen to this, guys. This is great stuff. I mean, you're going to smile when you hear this because it's so hard to get this message out sometimes, especially chemtrails. I mean, sometimes it just gets kind of scoffed at. And we'll come back, and we have some more history on it. There's a CIA front company called Evergreen Airlines that I want to get into a little bit, where one of their pilots at one point, now I don't know if this is true, but he supposedly admitted to spraying the population. We'll talk about that a little bit. But without any further ado, guys, here is that that mainstream radio station clip fielding the calls for chemtrails.
Again, up with the wolf on Pix 106.
You know, we just got a call from Crazy Pete about chemtrails, and he said that this is going to be one of the worst days for chemtrails, and we all just went outside and looked up in the sky.
It is creepy.
It is really creepy. I mean, there's got to be
three rows right now.
There's three rows there. There's another three going across the other way. There's three in the back coming over.
Right.
So does that mean, like, there's going to be more bad weather?
Well, Crazy Pete's on the phone. Peter.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
What's going on? Fill us in.
All right.
See how they call him Crazy
Pete. I'm glad you guys put me through for my fellow non-chemtrail believers, because now you're seeing the obvious. Yesterday, total cleanup, fill tanker day. We're watching the map. The fires that are burning in Arizona, they use the jet stream. They bent that around, and that makes that area even hotter. I don't know if that's got to do with anything.
All right,
now it's our turn again.
Let's get back to the basics. What exactly is a chemtrail?
All right. A chemtrail is... What's in the chemtrails?
Yeah, what is it? I mean, okay, I'm looking.
Yeah, we see these lines.
Yeah, the lines in the sky. What are they?
All right. The argument is that these are contrails and they're water and stuff that's sprayed out by regular commercial airlines. These are sprayed, and if you watch them, they'll make the line across the sky, and then you'll see these things disperse, and your nice blue day, all right, your nice blue sky day, will turn into a complete sheet of white barium aluminum metal spray. That's what this is. It's going to block out your sunny day, and it's going to do what it's doing right now.
What?
And this is all over the U.S. This isn't just my phone call.
No.
My question is this. Why is this being done, number one? And also, when I looked up HAARP, okay?
Yeah.
It said that it was airplane emissions. Is that, are you saying that it's some government deal?
Well, let me just say this, too. And if you're driving and you see these chemtrails, just so you know we're not nuts, give us a call and tell us what you see. 476-9799. Lovey just went outside and took a picture. I walked outside, and I am always very skeptical about what Crazy Pete says.
I always thought he was, like, insane,
Wait a minute.
I'm trying to set you up with the facts.
Wait a minute. I went outside, and I counted no fewer than 15.
Wow. I just can see three from where I'm sitting.
In the sky, and I have never seen that many. And then there was a plane going over at about 35, 36,000 feet, and you could see the chemtrail coming right out of the plane. Now, what is, people will tell you, I mean, you know, they'll say, wait a minute, that's just jet engine emissions.
Right.
Absolutely
How
not.
How can it be that bad crisscross the way that it is? I've never
Just look at the patterns, the way they sync these up. Their GPS and a laser-guided line in the sky to make these, they have to cover certain areas. There's only so much dispersant that they can use. So they're like, all right, today, here. And then we don't see what goes on in Boston. We don't see what goes on in New York. These are other fleets of spraying going on, and this is just covered. It's just a constant bombardment of this stuff.
All right, hang on. Tim, what do you see?
Dude, I got to be honest with you. I just came out of the mountains, and I look. There must be 20 airplane lines everywhere.
Everywhere. Why?
I swear to God, I'm like in Brunswick right now. I'm like, as you're talking about it, it's all up in the sky. I mean,
Tim, have you ever seen it like this? I haven't.
It looks kind of weird, I gotta say that.
Now,
yeah, and you guess what? You're breathing it in, so are your plants, so is your water. It's all
good. Hopefully I get high from it.
I wish they were spraying some that you can get high. You know, this isn't a get high.
What
is it for?
What are they spraying? Thanks, Tim, man. Appreciate it. What are they spraying, Pete, and what is the purpose?
What,
see, that's the big question. What is it for? This is such an underground operation that nobody can really put their finger on what it's for. But I'll tell you what, I saw a map where they, and I actually sent it to you guys. I don't know if you looked at it. It said follow the storm was following these chemtrails. Before this storm was whipping off, I think it was off of Puerto Rico, they had, you could see the lines on the radar, you know, 20, 30 lines, and then the storm actually steers its way into it, so it's kind of like, it might be a marking device, and then they can use that HAARP system to bend that air and then make those storms follow the way, because then you can mark where the lines are going in the air and the weather.
But why would, well, first of all, let's take Brian. Brian, what are you seeing and where are you?
Hi, I'm down here in Caro, and my sky down here is almost already completely covered.
There you go.
Wow.
Bye-bye, blue sky.
Operation. It's probably cause for population control in the long run, causing
cancer. I love it. I love it, man. Tell them.
And that HAARP program, I looked up about that a lot. That's creating holes in the ionosphere, changing everything. It's going to screw up everything.
So you see about 20 chemtrails where you are in Caro.
Oh, at least.
Or Caro, as we like to say. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm seeing about that right here. Thanks, Brian. Let's see what else people
now,
have.
Are you saying that this is going to be a tornado coming here?
No.
I'm saying if you check out what's going on, and you know what's great about this show? Now there's how many people that are going to be looking up all day, and I've been harping on this chemtrail thing for like 5 years. As soon as you start looking up and you start questioning this, mm-hmm. you're like, wait a minute, I drove to work and it was blue sky suntan, but by noon, no sun again, no plants will be growing, no, and I mean, this is going to fog this out to where it's like, and then you don't notice it. You're like, wow, it's kind of a gloomy white day.
Yeah,
it's not gloomy white. It's poison. It's sprayed poison.
Pete, I looked outside before, and I said, look how sunny it is. Today's going to be a beautiful day. Then all of us, remember that earlier?
Yeah.
And now, and also at home, my wife bought two hanging plants, right? She goes,
yeah.
I water each of them, the same thing. Why is one of them dying? Could that do?
It doesn't like you.
Yeah, it's weird that it's the one.
All right, hang on. Chad, where are you and what do you see?
Hi, I'm in Glens Falls in Queensbury, right on the border.
Okay.
And I've got blue skies in Glens Falls with a few lines, and then over Queensbury is like 20, 30 lines.
Wow.
And it's
Yeah, man. This is right on. I can even guess now what days are going to be ridiculously like today's going to be.
I haven't seen Pete this time. This is like Pete's porn.
I know, he's excited.
Yes.
You know?
Now, Chad.
Oh, I got it out right in the truck right now, video camera. You know, I don't need anything else but this because, you know what, my family thinks I'm nuts. I mean, most of the Capitol Land probably thinks I'm nuts. And they're like, dude, why do you spend time on this? And I spent 5 years on this, but now it's almost like a, you know what I mean? There you go. You explain it.
Now, Chad, have you ever seen anything like this in the sky the way it is right now?
No. I'm when you guys started talking about it, I'm looking around for planes and stuff, and I saw one plane that was coming from like the Queensbury Airport.
Yeah.
And then I started looking around, and I pulled into a McDonald's, and they're everywhere.
Everywhere.
And I'm sitting like right on the border of Glens Falls and Queensbury, and there's one cross that goes like north south, and another one that goes east west, like right on the border. It's weird.
It Chad. Says it causes rhinosinusitis, congestion, and all kinds of weird stuff.
You Chad. Go, Ellen.
Well, I have.
Chad, thank you.
You go, Ellen.
All right, Noel. Hey,
picture this. Well, picture this. Let's say in the event somehow somebody wants to spray, like, let's just say population control. Everything's going a little wacky, and mm-hmm. you can't control what, you know, money, everything flushes down the toilet. If this was some kind of bio-warfare or anything like that, how fast would it take to cover, say, New York State?
Not much.
Not much.
Noelle, where are you right now and what do you see?
I am in Malta and I see lines clear across the sky. I'll tell you, it's not the first time I've seen it, not mm-hmm. the first time I've heard of it. I used to think my brother was a kook because he can be a bit of a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah.
But it is so deliberate, and it is so disgusting how they will lie to our faces and tell us it's just emissions from planes when they're deliberate X's in the skies and lying. You know, it's crazy. I don't know why we can't, you know, do something about it, but I hate how that everybody thinks you know, the general public is just ignorant.
You know, Pete, we're going to have to take crazy off your name if you keep this up.
Well, you can leave it on there now. It's on the fan page. I wish everybody would make a comment because I'm going to plaster that thing with chemtrail information. There's already some on there.
You could get to we have a Facebook page up, which has got all sorts of information on it. That you can get via pix106.com. We got a link to it right there. John, you're up. Where are you? What do you see?
I'm in Adams, Massachusetts, and I see a ton of freaking lines over here. Some of them look like H's, some of them look like T's.
Yeah, that's what we see.
Yep.
That's you see the coverage they're getting? The coverage isn't, okay, I'm at the Rexford Bridge. Oh, there we go. There's tankers just annihilating. I'm right by the Rexford Bridge. It's just pouring. And I want to know this. I want to know where the funding's coming for all this goo. And I also send photos and movies of what's in these chemtrail tankers. It's scary to even look at.
Duke, where are you and what do you see? Duke, you're up.
Actually, I see a bunch of lines, but I just saw a plane making a new one south of Saratoga. Looking to the southern sky, they're making a new one.
Yeah. I saw...
This is great, man. Mobile chemtrail watch from people all over the place. Thank you, God.
Yeah, they're not. Look, there's maybe one or two planes up there, but there is so many lines. There's no way that planes can crisscross like that.
Right.
There's no way that they would
do that. I don't think our airport's that busy that they're flying out at that rate.
I thought I saw Courtney Love trying to snort them.
Was that the end of it?
Yeah, I believe we're going to segue up. Brian, Mike, Mark, you guys there?
Oh, guys,
yeah,
I was
right
muted.
Here.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize I was muted. Guys, thank you for listening. That was a great clip, I thought. That was, it's always good to hear it get some mainstream attention. And you guys see, it's not – you don't have to be a kook. You don't have to be a conspiracy theorist, if that's what you want to call people. They're out there. I mean, regular people are seeing these things. They're all over the sky, and they're poisoning your ear, guys. Whether you think it's fatal or not, they're putting stuff in the ear that is not healthy for you, and you are not agreeing to breathe that in, and you should not have to breathe that in. We're going to get to something that Mark wants to bring up right now. Mark, why don't you lead us into this thing that you wanted to get into here?
Sure. You guys, you can hear me all right again?
Perfect.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, if you want to throw up the link in the chat or on the website when you post the audio of the show, however you want to do it. But NASA actually released a new cloud chart. It's called Introduction to Clouds. Somebody has a YouTube video on it somewhere on YouTube as well. I don't know the actual account. What if you just type in like NASA new cloud chart or something like that? I'm sure you could find it. But I did give you the link to the actual NASA science/edu.lark.nasa.gov site. So basically what you can see here is a bunch of clouds that depict the effects of HAARP activity. You see clouds in perfectly straight rows and odd, very... bubbly type patterns that just look strange and unnatural, and I don't believe you could find people that would, other than the last 5 or 10 years, report seeing clouds like or cloud patterns like this. I actually have some video. It's actually the video producer I was telling you about earlier, Daniel. He's got it right now. But we were in his backyard barbecuing one day. And we just looked up at the sky and and we don't even live in a big city. Like, it's not like I live in Chicago or anything crazy. You know, I'm in a smaller town, not even 100,000 people where I live. And we're seeing the effects of weather manipulation here. Whether you want to say it's HAARP specifically or some other tool or device they've been using to manipulate the weather, that's clearly what's going on, because you can look at these cloud patterns. Again, I encourage everybody to check the links and just Google chemtrails and look up all the scientific tests that have been done on the particulate that has been shown to be falling out of the sky. I encourage everybody to do that, and you will find out that these things are matter that we should not be inhaling. They're not good for us. And aside from just being harmful to our body, the real question is, Is there some other purpose behind this? Because yeah, they're spraying something that might, you know, make us sick. But is there a, what else does, you know, what else is going on here with what's being sprayed in the air? And then when you combine it with the idea that most people say it's being used in conjunction with HAARP, and you see these odd cloud formations as evidence, I mean, it just becomes very, very hard to argue with the fact that they exist. And honestly, the most solid evidence that they exist, I think, is what was being discussed earlier in that clip. The fact that you can literally see on at least a weekly basis, in my area at least, planes emitting these streams that should dissipate within a matter of, you know, half a minute to a minute and just be this short little tail behind the plane. They're long, gigantic streams of white material that stay in the sky and create what eventually, when they spread out over 4, 5, 6, 7 hours, they create an overcast sky eventually. And it just kind of looks like, you know, the sky is gray. But, and then when you see whatever they use, whether it's HAARP or another device that they use to manipulate the weather, you can clearly see these weird, strange cloud patterns emerging. And then when you look at YouTube videos by users such as DutchSense, and I'm not saying I don't really like support DutchSense, I don't necessarily trust the guy. You know, he's been on Discovery or History Channel or something like that, promoting like these doomsday domes and like building up some crazy nonsense fear garbage. But like either way, you know, like you guys were saying earlier, to be involved in this line of research, you have to mostly tell the truth.
Right. His theory holds water, though. I do believe in his HAARP, HAARP circle thing, you know.
So Mark, you were away for a minute when we first were talking about the when we first brought up the chemtrails, and you know, there's a number of different theories out there, and I tend to think it's for a lot of reasons. And I was talking about how, you know, I think that they're ruining some people's farms, and you know, there's weather modification, and there's poison in people, and you know, there's a variety of things. What do you think of the top few reasons that they do it? In your personal opinion, from your research, what do you think are the main reasons?
Well, like you said, I completely agree that there are a myriad of reasons that they're doing it. I don't believe it's just one. I think that a lot of operations that they run have more than one facet to it. You know, they have one or two main goals that they, you know, carry out. But there are other effects, you know, and other things that they can look to add in. I don't necessarily think – some people think that the chemtrails are simply for population control because they're going to kill off a lot of people a lot quicker. And I think that they enjoy that part of it, but I don't necessarily believe that that is the key to the chemtrails. Mm-hmm. I do believe there's more going on with it. I don't know whether to say it's HAARP-related or to say whether it is some other, you know, weather modification apparatus that they're using. But I do believe that the chemtrails and weather modification to some degree are connected. I like I said, I believe that, yeah, HAARP is probably involved. I can't say yeah for sure, but I would say probably HAARP. But if it's not HAARP, I do believe that it's pretty clear that like I said, some other some facet of weather modification and chemtrails do somehow they work together, at least partially.
I totally agree with Mark. I also wanted to bring up another point, and now this is a very small thing because this would be like a one-time or a two-time event. But also, if you look at the main components of supposedly what's in a chemtrail, you're going to get aluminum, strontium, barium, a few other things. Now, also, if you go and check out what makes a hologram in the sky, you're going to see the same thing. Strontium, barium, cesium, I believe, a few other things like that. These same elements. So it's very possible if they're able to pull off a blue beam type thing, that the chemtrails would play a part in it almost as a screen. I think I almost saw firsthand this when supposedly UFOs were over New York City a few years ago. I took a picture. It's up on the internet somewhere. I have to find it. Somewhere in Firetown. I actually took a picture of blue chemtrail or orange chemtrails, and there was orange reported UFOs the same day that the NORAD reported them being over New York City. And I looked over towards New York City and snapped a photo. You know, where I live in New Haven, it's probably about across water 40, 50 miles. Right above New York City was orange chemtrails. That's all I could see at the same time these so-called UFOs were above Manhattan. So I think that that's one thing that's, you know, like I said, it's a very small thing because it may only be here and there. But I think it also plays a part.
Yeah, I think that they could be doing that, but I would think that would be farther down on the list of things that they're using it for, because that there's a lot of excessive spraying going on just for that.
I agree.
Like you said, there's a lot of things.
I say number one is weather modification / HAARP. Number two is population control. And number three would have to be for the odd things like that that they found out probably by doing these things. You know, they just found out, hey, it's easy to conduct, you know, different types of, different types of experiments with them. And I think that was one thing they stumbled upon, maybe, because, you know, it was really weird when I was looking up holograms and I found out that the same things were a part of it. And then I happened to snap that picture that same day. Really too much to be a coincidence. But yeah, I agree. The other things are more of the go ahead.
Well, while we're, we keep mentioning it, and some people out there, and, a lot of the people that are in the community that would be listening to this show, they obviously know, but there's other people out there that haven't. They've only listened to this because of maybe they know you, or because of my 9/11 information. They haven't gone down the road yet. Why don't we explain to people what HAARP is, what it does, where it is, how it came to be, and, you know, why don't we give a little rundown of that? Who wants to run with that for a minute?